Hey guys, what is going on? Cameron here with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri, man. It's been a minute since I hopped on the podcast. I've been, it's been tough. It's been rough for me the last few weeks anyways, couple of weeks anyways. Ended up going deer hunting, ended up getting in some tall, like thick grass. They have a lot of native grass there. And you're just out in the grass, out in the woods, just kind of messed me all up with my sinuses and stuff. And then I did that 30-hour bush hogging job before that, which didn't help. And then I've gotten into leaf cleanups since then. And between all three of those things, it's just been a mess, man. It's been a mess. I've kind of, my voice really wasn't there for a couple of weeks, really. And finally just now getting it back. And so thought I'd hop on the podcast this morning, just kind of update you guys, let you guys know what's been going on and all that stuff. Went deer hunting, had a great time there. Probably the best time we've had in a long time, and it was just a whole lot of fun. Ended up coming back from deer hunting and getting into a whole bunch of leaf cleanup jobs and been knocking those out. Finished up the leaf trailer with the leaf vac, but all the leaf jobs I've done so far have just been mulching them up or bagging them and dumping them like in the fields and stuff like that. So I haven't had a chance to use the leaf loader and the dump trailer yet, but I'm sure this week coming up be using that on cleanup jobs, because a lot of leaves fell in the past week, like this time last week, man, there was still a lot of leaves on the trees, but now everything's kind of fell all at once. And so I would say, like, I'm looking around right now, like 95% of the leaves have dropped already. There's probably about 5% left, which if they do fall after I do a big cleanup job, it won't be a big deal. You'll just see a few leaves sprinkled out on customers' lawns, and they'll probably honestly just blow away. The majority of the leaves that they get will probably be the neighbor's leaves, so just kind of have to deal with that depending on where the people live and if the neighbors take care of their leaves or not. So just right into like final leaf cleanup stuff. So hold on one second here. This guy is like hot on my tail on this gravel road here, and he's definitely wanting around me. So I'm gonna pull over real quick, let this guy scoot on by, and hold on. He was on my tail and I'm pulling over now, and now he doesn't want to go around me. So let's see if they do go around me. Yeah, now they're starting to grow around me. She was like just in a hurry, man. I'm just like, hold on a second here. All right. So she goes around me. She asks me if I'm okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I just didn't want to get ran over by you. So pulled over. She got out around me. And then now about to hit the pavement and get to town. But I don't even know where I was at, man. It's just, you know, knee deep in leaves right now. Thanksgiving was early this year, so it was like the second earliest, I think they said, that Thanksgiving can be, since it's on that Thursday. It just, you know, depending on how the week falls, it could be later in the year, it could be earlier in the year. This year it was like the second earliest it could be, so I feel like Thanksgiving is was pretty early this year on the calendar anyways. And with that being said, a lot of the leaves didn't drop before Thanksgiving got here. So a lot of times what customers will do when like Thanksgiving's getting close, they will they'll just have me on like standby and be like, hey, make sure you clean up the leaves before Thanksgiving. And I was able to do that with like a couple of customers, but a lot of my like just one-time customers that call just for leaf cleanup every year, they haven't called yet because a lot of their leaves are still on the trees. And a lot of them like to have it looking good for Thanksgiving, but at the same time, they don't want me to come in there, clean up the leaves, and they don't want to spend a lot of money and then turn around and have to do it again like a couple weeks later. So they just wait, you know, they'll probably wait two more weeks and give me a call. I don't know, I probably get a lot of calls this week coming up to do those one-time cleanups. But anyways, that's just kind of where we're at right now. The leaves are finally pretty well down. Still a few hanging on, but not many. So I'll have a lot of calls coming in probably this week coming up, and then the weeks to follow for curbside pickup and stuff like that. So that's mainly what I'm going to use that dump trailer and leaf vac for the curbside pickups. I haven't used it yet because I've been kind of staying on top of the leaf cleanups with my regular customers and just hitting them every now and then, getting them cleaned up. So yeah, I've got several customers that are pretty well completely done with leaf cleanups. And then my one-timers that just holler at me for leaf cleanup, they'll be calling here shortly. So that's where I'm at there. Everything's been going really, really good. I have the U-mount blower now. It's the bigger blower. A lot of you guys know I had that smaller blower, the 7 horsepower, and it worked pretty good. But this new one, man, it is like blowing the leaves away. I've just posted a YouTube video, and shout out to Rob for sending me a message. He actually said he went out and did one of the biggest leaf cleanup jobs I think that he's ever done, and he's doing it solo, and he worked hard all day long the other day and came in that night or that afternoon, maybe evening, and he started watching YouTube, and he sent me a screenshot of him kick back, relaxing, probably worn out, and watching the YouTube video that I posted the other day of the leaf cleanup job with the U-mount blower. So shout out to Rob Canada for hopping on there and just supporting the channel and watching that. I appreciate you so much, man. Thanks for sending me messages all the time and just keeping in touch, man. I really appreciate it. It's fun whenever you you start doing the podcast or you're creating content on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And for a while, man, it could feel a little lonely, a little like, why am I even doing this? But then when people reach out and they tell their story and you can see what they have going on and you can see pictures of what they're up to and doing, it just makes it all the worthwhile, just creating content in general. So shout out to Rob from Canada for sending me those pictures and let me know that he was watching the YouTube video. I appreciate that, man. But no, if you guys want to see the U-mount blower in action, man, just head over to the Lawn Care Life of Missouri YouTube channel, check it out, and you can see me trying out the U-mount blower on property that's just full of leaves, man. There's like no grass out there hardly at all. Lots and lots of trees and knee deep in leaves. I think I piled the leaves up to about waist high at one point. And yeah, just kept on blowing. It was one of those jobs where you just blow them into the woods. So got all the leaves blown into the woods, and I had to get it done before Thanksgiving dinner. So that was the whole thing. It was like we're about to head out for Thanksgiving dinner and head over to a family member's house, and we had to get it done, had to get it cleaned up, and I was able to pull it off, man. I was able to get it done, make it look good, and the U-mount blower works really, really well for doing that. So shout out to U-mount blower for making a cool product for lawn care guys like me and you to throw on the front of your piece of equipment and just turn it on. It's electric start. My old one was pull start. So this one, you don't even have to actually get off the mower. You can reach down, turn the keys, start it up. It's going. And then the throttle's right there by your foot. You can throttle it up. You can move the nozzle around with the foot control. And it's just really convenient and really nice thing to have. As a matter of fact, on that job that I did on Thursday before Thanksgiving dinner, I spent like an hour and a half on that job. It usually takes me like all afternoon. Like I could spend a whole afternoon with the backpack blower and just the mower trying to push the leaves, you know, with the plow. But with the U-mount blower, man, it was made things a lot easier. I got it done a lot quicker. And when I was done, an hour and a half later, I wasn't worn out and tired like I was. Like I always am anyways when I'm carrying that backpack blower around all day long and every single day. Just gets tiring, man. I've noticed that the Husqvarna 580 BTS Mark III backpack blower, that's one I've been using for the last, 2 years now? It is a whole lot better than carrying that Echo 8010 around. So you carry the 8010 around, it's just big, bulky, and the Husqvarna weighs about the same, but it's not big and bulky, so it doesn't wear you out as much, especially when you're, you know, moving your arm back and forth, holding that blower tube, blowing the leaves. So it went really well. No complaints there. So that is the combo that I'm going with. Husqvarna 580 BTS Mark III backpack blower and the 14 horsepower U-mount blower. So those are the two things I'm using for leaf cleanups this year. Been going really well. I also use the Wright CXT with the Wright back. It has the 3-hopper bagger on there. Now, I will say, give you some little feedback. If any of you guys have a Wright mower, it'll go on like the Wright ZXT. I think it goes on the ZXL. It goes on the Wright ZK standard mower. Not a lot of stand-on mowers have the capability to bag, but with that Wright vac, it actually works on the Wright ZK, so that's pretty neat that you can have a standard mower and, you know, just strap on the Wright vac to that stand-on mower. So pretty cool. I haven't used it on the standard. I have used it on the Wright ZXT, full-size, heavy-duty, top-of-the-line, commercial sit-down mower. So that mower is beefy. It's big. It's bad. It's got a lot of power, and you don't even notice the weight of that Wright vac on there. Unless, I will say this, I have the U-mount blower. It weighs 165 pounds. It's mounted to the front of that ZXT. The bagger is mounted on the back. Plus, I have some weight plates on the front to keep the weight distributed with that right back on there. And with all that weight on there, front, back, and the right side with the right back, I will say you don't even know that thing's on there unless you start backing up a little bit. When you back up, like uphill a little bit, you may have to get like a run at it maybe if you're backing uphill, which I don't typically back uphill anyways, but occasionally you'll get into a spot where it's like, all right, I need to kind of back up here and get, you know, my machine turned around to head back the other way or whatever. So that's the only time I've noticed that it's a little... like it slips a little bit going backwards. You try to go backwards, you slip a little bit. Other than that, man, that thing works great. Now, I will say it has the 3-hopper like bagging system on the back. I will say it's super easy to pop the latch and dump the bags, but man, it would be so nice to have a dump from the seat option, and there's no way they can really do it the way they have this design set up. But in the future, maybe they'll make something like that, you know. Maybe they'll be able to design something where you don't even have to get off the mower. You can just bag and back up to the pile and hit a switch or pull a lever or do something, and the hatch kind of opens up and tilts back and dumps. However they do it, man, it would be nice, because getting off that machine several times, because those bags fill up super quick, getting off that machine over and over and over again, it'll wear it on you, man. It'll get you tired. So if we can figure out a way to fix that, they already have a really great product, make it dump from the seat, and man, it'd be excellent, I think. But I found that using that right back, you don't want to like bag the, I mean, I guess you could bag the whole lawn, just start out bagging, but I found that if you start on one side of the property, work your way towards the front by the curb or wherever you're going to dump them, that's like the easiest. Or you can go in a circle and kind of blow everything towards the middle, and then when you get to that last like 15 feet or so, where the leaves are all like scattered in a pile in the very middle of the lawn or the middle of the area that you're mowing, then you can put that tube on there and suck them up and dump them. It works a lot better if you do that. If you try mowing them, mulching them a little bit at a time, and then kind of bagging them there at the end, I think that works best. So, I don't know. I'm planning on using that right back to dump the leaves to the curb and then come back later and suck them up. I'll let you guys know how that works. I'm actually probably going to take on a property today if I have time, and that's probably what I'll do there. Just simply because there's so many trees, such a small area, and a whole lot of leaves on this property that I'm going to tackle today, that if you mulch them all up, I mean, it'll look good from a distance, but I will know that there's a lot of mulched up leaves sitting on top, and I really don't want that if I can keep from it. So, plan is to go in there and suck them up with the right vac, and then dump them at the curb, come back later with the right vac. So keep you guys updated on that, but that's what's going on, man. That's what I'm up to. Try to get a little more content out on the YouTube channel. I think that's been working a little pretty good. I think I've gotten, I don't know, 3 videos up in the last month or so, month or two. That's a lot of videos for me. So, yeah, I would say in the past 3 weeks, no, let's say 4 weeks. In the past month, I think I have like 2 to 3 videos up. So that's pretty good. Definitely would like to have up more, but hey, it's a start, right? So starting there, yeah, have a couple of videos with the Ventrac in action. And then I have the video with the U-mount blower, the Wright ZXT, the Husqvarna backpack blower. So if you guys are want to watch a little video and see the leaf cleanup setup and see what I'm kind of doing here in our area, check it out. Let me know what you guys think, man. There's 10 different ways, 100 different ways to do leaf cleanup, and every area, every property, every situation is different. So what works for me might not work for you. What works for you might not work for the next guy. So maybe you can get some ideas from it. I don't know. It's like one of those things where you share how you do the leaf cleanup, and you might see something on there. You'd be like, oh man, I think I'll try that. So anyways, check it out if you want to. Let me know what you guys think. I have not listened to any podcast. I take that back. I've listened to a little bit of podcast. I know I've listened to Tony Rudolph. Shout out to Tony over there at the Lawn Care Talk. I've listened to a couple of his podcasts. I know he was talking about the Kress commercial handheld equipment, battery-powered equipment. I know he was talking about that in one episode, and what was the other episode? Let's just open up the podcast real quick, give a shout-out to these guys in the LCBU, and just let you guys know what they're up to, what kind of podcast episodes they have out right now. Let's see, it's November, 25th, 26th, something like that. Let's scroll through here. Let's see if we can find. We got Think Green Podcast. Phil over there at Think Green Podcast says he has 2 new podcasts out. Let's check and see what they are. All right. So Phil has Happy Thanksgiving plus Black Friday deals. I'm not a shopper. I don't do the Black Friday thing. Matter of fact, I like ban my wife from doing it too, but she doesn't like it really either, so it's no big deal. But we stay away from the Black Friday thing. But I'll listen to that episode when I'm out and about today. He also has another one that I haven't listened to. Took a week vacation plus QuickBooks Game Changer. I will say a vacation sounds nice, and QuickBooks is really nice for keeping track of everything. I use QuickBooks. I've used it for, man, I don't know, I can't even remember, probably 15 years or so, maybe. Long, long time. So it's a very, very good program to use to keep track of your invoicing, your estimates, keep track of your schedule, like kind of the jobs you can clock in and out. They have like a, what do they call it, quick force or workforce or something like that. You can keep track of your work that you do. We got Tony Rudolph, Lawn Care Talk, 2 trimmers purchased. Uh-oh. So I have not listened to that one. I did listen to the Kress commercial podcast, and I did listen to Jay's Crazy Cuts going trailerless over there on Tony's podcast. So great episodes, Tony. Shout out to you for putting out some more podcast episodes in the LCBU. I appreciate it, brother. Okay, now we're going to scroll. I got to find Turf Nerds is right here. Okay, let's check that out. We got The Truth, a Thanksgiving special. That sounds good. And then we got a Lawn Care Devotional Monday that I haven't listened to. And looks like another one I haven't listened to. I'm a little behind on over there on the Turf Nerds podcast with Evan. Let's see. Bobcat Stand On Mower Breakdown. Uh-oh. What happened there? I had to listen to all these, man. We got Evan and Greg over there on the Turf Nerds. Let's see. What else do we have? Let me see if I can find some more. I'm getting deep in here now, man. All right, we got Lawn Care Unscripted, Daniel White. There are a couple of episodes that I have not listened to. Let's see, Wright Mowers and a Blown Up Blower. That does not sound good. Demo of Wright ZXT. Oh, cool. Have to see what he thought of that. And then having issues with the 9010. Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good. The Echo fans are not going to like to hear that. Daniel, Husqvarna 580 BTS. That's all I'm saying, man. And then he's got another episode, Blowers, Christmas, and Podcast. Oh, my. I haven't listened to that one either, so I'm going to have to hop on there, man. I got a lot of podcasts. This is the cool thing, is that we got a lot of people doing podcasts, quite a few anyways right now. Scrolling down here, it's like in order of, I guess, the last podcast they put out. Aaron Sutter, Mowing in the Dark, looks like he put one out a couple of weeks ago, and it's called We Are Heading Into Family Season. I have not listened to that one. He put one out, Snow Removal for Solo Operators. I did listen to that one. Aaron talks about his challenges and all stuff he's going through as a solo operator doing snow removal. It's tough, man. That's a tough game. I couldn't even imagine. I try to do a little bit of snow removal occasionally. If we get like a big snow, I don't mess with the small snowstorms that we get, you know. But if it's something big where people are like flipping out here and they don't know what to do, I'll try to help them out. But Aaron had some good takes on snow removal there, kind of break some things down, and he shared a few numbers there. So great podcast there. Let's swipe over here again. Is that everybody in the LCBU? I think so, man. The LCBU, Lawn Care Brothers Unite, man. Started, what, a couple of years ago? Tony was the winner. A couple of years ago. I don't even know who won last year, this year. I did not even go back and check. But I do know that people are putting out podcast episodes, and this guy's staring at me over here. Maybe because I'm talking to myself. Maybe because he saw the box truck with Grassmaster on it. I don't know. But he, either way, he's over here. He's checking me out. He's wanting to know what's up, what's going on. But anyways, all right, he's back to doing what he's doing. Just pulled in here to McDonald's, man. I think I'm going to get a quick breakfast, get some oatmeal real quick, and kind of get my day started there. Head down to start in on leaf cleanup. But no, LCBU, man, we got Tony Rudolph over at the Lawn Care Talk. We got Aaron Sutter, Mowing in the Dark. We got Daniel White, Lawn Care Unscripted. We have Phil Churkin over there at, what's his name, Think Green? Think Green Podcast. And who else do we have? We got Evan and Greg at the Turf Nerds. And is that it? Me over here on my podcast? But I think that's it. Maybe there's more, but I think that's it. I think that's the ones that have been like regularly uploading podcast episodes and sending me messages saying, hey, man, this is what I got going on. So anyways, I'm rambling on now, 23 minutes here. I better get off, get some breakfast, and get started with the day. Get into some leaf cleanup. It's Saturday. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're having a good weekend so far. Took off Thursday and Friday for family. Spent time with them. So today, got to get back out there. Got to make a little bit of money. And got to get this thing going. So, oh, I will say, I got to update on some things. So, I don't know, several people that I know, several of my buddies have been doing the Amazon Influencer Program. So years ago, man, I've been an Amazon affiliate for, I don't even know, as long as they've had it, which is, I don't even know how long they've had it, but it's probably been 15 years or more. I've been like an Amazon affiliate, but I never did anything with it. I've been an affiliate for a long time. But I never, years and years ago, I had like a website where, this was probably 15 plus years ago, I had a website where people could go and they could click the links and get a little commission. Made a little bit of money doing that, like a long, long, long time ago, but just really wasn't much fun, so I kind of quit doing it. And now, a lot of my friends are doing the, there's two different things. There's like Amazon affiliates. And I haven't looked at it a whole lot, so I'm not like, I'm not like a pro on this right now because just something that I haven't really been messing with for like, I don't know, probably 5 to 10 years. I haven't really messed with it much. So I don't really know like all the details on the commissions and how much you make and all that mess. But I do know that you can make a little bit of money. You can make a whole lot of money depending on how much time and effort you put into it, like anything else, just like your lawn care business. So I thought I would share that with you guys if you're interested in maybe making some extra cash in the winter months while things are kind of slow. You can check out the Amazon affiliate program. If you have a following, now they have what they call an Amazon influencer program. It's kind of separate from the Amazon affiliate program. Affiliate is just like anytime you share a link, whether it's on a website or your social media pages or just whatever, you can share these links and you can get, you know, some commission off of the links if somebody clicks on them and decides to buy a product or whatever. So you have that. Well, now, like, I don't know, the last couple of years or so, they started this Amazon influencer program. And the influencer program is something totally different. It's like taking the Amazon affiliate thing to the next level. And it does like on-site commissions through videos. So you can create videos basically like you're already doing, like for, say, a backpack blower or a mower or a Ventrac or whatever you're, you know, whatever you like to do, whatever equipment you use, you know. Maybe it's showing just whatever you use in your business, you're probably creating content around it, shooting videos on it. Now they have this Amazon influencer program that a lot of people that I know are starting to get into, and they're making some really good money at it. So just wanted to share that with you guys. If you're looking to make some income in the winter, check out the Amazon influencer program. You have to have a little bit of a following, but I think it goes more by engagement of that following than actual follower numbers. And I think now it's a little different than when it first started. A lot of guys had trouble getting into it. They applied several different times. If you're denied, you have to try with like a different account. So say you have like a Facebook, Instagram, YouTube account. If you try with your Facebook account and get denied, then more than likely you're going to have to try with like your YouTube or Instagram account in order to get approved. So there's somebody on the other side checking your following, seeing what kind of engagement you have. And I don't know the details. They don't share those, but it's like some people get in, some people don't get in. It's kind of like the Instagram Reels, you know. Some people were monetizing Instagram Reels years ago, and then other people weren't allowed to. Same thing with Facebook. They give you these little time periods where they'll reach out to you and say, hey, you're eligible for Facebook bonus Reels or Facebook bonus program or whatever they call it. And then for a short period of time, you may have access to that, and then they may take it away. Well, with this, it's a little different. Once you're in the program, you're in the program. It's not something that it's like performance-based, and if you don't perform or if you don't meet all these different check boxes that you get like booted out of the program or whatever. It's one of those things where once you apply and once you're approved and once you're in the program, you're in there. Unless you do something dumb and break the rules and the guidelines for creating the content and sharing the content and all that stuff, then you'll be in the program for as long as it's like available, and unless they like change the term or something crazy like that. So anyways, Amazon influencer program, I probably know a couple of dozen people that are doing this now. And I will say that I have friends making a couple hundred dollars a month. I have friends making $5,000 to $10,000 a month. So it's basically just like anything else. You have people on YouTube making a couple of dollars. You got people on YouTube making millions of dollars. So it's however you look at it, however you want to approach it. If you want to get serious about it and make some serious money, then spend time in it and spend time creating content, uploading videos, all that stuff, and see where you can take it. It may be one of those things where you make so much over the winter that you're like, hey, this spring, I'm going to spend a whole lot more time doing these videos for Amazon. Basically, all it is, if you're shopping on Amazon, you may or may not have seen these videos, but basically, you shop on Amazon, you click on a product, you look at the images of that product. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes they have videos on there. And if they have videos on the products, You can potentially have your video listed on that product. And if somebody watches your video and then purchases that product or something else, then you make a little commission off of it. So a lot of people are doing this. A lot of people are creating videos. They're creating content. They're uploading them on there. And they're starting to make a whole lot of money. So check it out if you want to make a little bit of money in the fall and the winter. And maybe when it's, you know, your season's kind of slow, maybe something to look into, especially right now around Christmas time. A lot of people are shopping on there. They're watching videos. They're watching reviews. They're wanting to buy stuff. And so it's a good time, man. The timing's really good right now. I don't know if you get into it like after Christmas, things may slow down a little bit more. But right now, I mean, Amazon is already like booming with customers. They have so much business, you know, going their way. It's like they can't keep up. If you think it's like YouTube and it's like sometimes people think, you know, well, people are already doing this. I'm not going to start now. I'm too late. It's just like YouTube. It's never too late. There's always going to be millions and millions of people tuning in each and every day. Always new faces, new people watching the content. Same thing with Amazon. There's always going to be new people wanting to shop on there, new people looking for different products. I mean, unlimited number of products for sale on that website. And you could take a little slice of that. You know, you could get some income if you direct people to the page, or maybe they're already on the page. They watch your videos. You push them to make a sale, to buy something, then you'll get a little kickback. So something to think about if you're looking to get some more, make some more income this winter. Check it out, man. Check it out. You could always sign up for it. I will say this. You have to do like 3 videos. So you have to publish 3 videos. They got to meet certain requirements. So make sure you kind of do some research on that. Like, what kind of videos do I need to make? What do I need to include in the videos? What do I need to exclude from the videos? And how do I need to make this video? What time length on the videos and all that stuff? And make sure you research this stuff first, because from what I've heard, you only have 3 chances. Like, you can upload 3 videos. If those videos are denied, you're basically kicked out. And you have 2 more chances to upload 3 videos. So you could upload 3 more videos. Say, you know, for whatever reason, the first go around, you tried to upload the 3 videos. It didn't work out. And you're like, oh, man, it didn't work. You know, they kicked me out. They denied my request. So you have another chance to upload 3 videos. Figure out what you did wrong. Do it different. I will say, a lot of people say don't use logos. A lot of people say don't have any visible logos, like nothing at all. You can't have Amazon logos. Kind of weird, kind of funny. You would think you would be able to, but you can't. Can't have Amazon logos. You can't have other logos or trademarks in your video. So keep it simple, clean, plain. And just shoot a video, share about a product, upload it. Again, research all this stuff so you know exactly what type of video they're wanting to see. And then, anyways, you get 3 chances to do that. And on the 3rd chance, if you upload those 3 videos and you got denied the first 2 times, and on the 3rd time you get denied, then you're like pretty well banned from trying to get into that program. Unless you create like a new account and build that account up with the following and all that stuff. So you basically, they want you to take it seriously. They want you to do your best, and they want you to stick within certain guidelines. So if you can do all those things, create the content, stay within the guidelines, and you're approved. A lot of people like used to, I guess it was a little harder maybe to get into it. I'm not sure. I got approved on the first try. It was like I uploaded the videos, and within 2 days, I was approved. So I guess 6 months ago, a year ago, maybe over a year ago, it took like 4, 8, 12 weeks to get approved, you know, probably because a lot of people were doing it, and it was something new, and they probably were really careful with who they chose to do this. But now it's like, for me anyways, this is November 2023. You may be listening to this later, things that may have changed completely, but for me right now, in 2023, the end of 2023, it was very easy. It took me one day to shoot the videos, all three videos, edit the videos, upload the videos, and 2 days later, I was approved. So I just got approved the other day, so I'll be creating a little bit of content on that and making a few videos on stuff like that and just sharing it online and seeing what happens. You never know until you do something, you upload a video, you try it out. You never know what'll happen until you just put yourself out there, you try it, and never know where you'll end up. So just like the YouTube channel, I never would have dreamed that I'm approaching 15,000 subscribers right now, which is not a lot for a lot of people, but for me, meaning, you know, I do it just in my spare time whenever I have time to make a video. I mean, it may take me like a month to edit a video and upload it just because I don't have time for it. For me, being very, very part-time with YouTube and having 15,000 subs, it's approaching 15,000 subs anyways. It's pretty incredible. So it's just like, you know, just like this Amazon influencer program. You never know. You may post some videos on there. It may take off. You may make some money. And you may make some pretty decent income over the winter. So it's something to think about, something to look into. Check it out. See what you think. If you guys got any questions about it, just reach out to me. I'm kind of new to the program. But it's pretty simple, pretty basic. As long as you follow the guidelines, follow the rules, and you stay within the boundaries, you'll probably do just fine. And you'll probably, if you take it seriously, like you would the YouTube channel or the lawn care business, you'll probably make some decent money. I mean, I've got friends making some really good money doing this. So it's one of those things, you know, like I said, you'll make, you know, whatever you put into it, that's what kind of like you'll make from it. So if you put a lot into it, you'll probably make quite a bit. If you kind of do it part-time, like I do the YouTube thing, you probably won't get a whole lot out of it. So, but, you know, a little bit's better than none, right? So anyways, I got to get off here, man. I got to get busy. I got to get to work. So I'm off of here. Appreciate you guys listening. Let me know what you guys think of this episode. Reach out to me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, The Lawn Care Life in Missouri. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Have a good day. And as always, hey, God provides.